The hot, crazy Matrix has to go down in history as one of the greatest achievements of mankind. I think that it's up there with flight, space flight, trip to the moon, absolutely. The nuclear bomb, no contest. Even the microwave meal, Hot Pockets, yeah, I think that we're right there with all of that. However, when I was growing up, we did not have access to the hot, crazy Matrix. So we had a different system. And I think that this system eventually evolved into the hot, crazy Matrix. So today, I want to talk to you guys a little bit about hot matrix theory, hot, crazy matrix theory, and how it evolved and what it means today. Because I think that many of us misinterpret it. I know that I certainly have. This is Life 2.0. Let's talk about it. So back in the 80s and the 90s, we did not have the hot, crazy matrix, but we did have a ponytail placement system that made it much easier for us to identify potential crazy women. Now, it was not as refined as the hot, crazy matrix. Certainly, it was very rudimentary in comparison, but it was useful. So I want to talk a little bit about that. Now, this was an evolutionary process. It did not just start with a complete theory as a whole. It evolved over time until it finally hit a point where it just was not functional anymore. It started off with the idea that a woman's ponytail placement was an indication of just how crazy she was. So, if she had a normal ponytail in the back of her head, you could expect she was probably a normal woman. However, this did not always prove to be true, but it was common. It was common to find normalcy with normal ponytail placement. Now, the further up her head that ponytail went, the more likely she was to be crazy, until you finally arrived at the top of her head where you got this ponytail that looked like a fountain coming out of her skull. That was a sign of pure lunacy. She was a complete crazy person. You had no chance of having a reasonable, healthy relationship with her. Now, back then, what we called crazy was amateur compared to what we have today, because we didn't have the internet. So we didn't have that compounding effect of the internet and social media to magnify and amplify the craziness, you know, worldwide. So craziness was kind of localized, and the intensity of the crazy was not nearly as high as it is today. But there was still crazy. Now, over time, the ponytail theory took on a new concepts, new pieces to it. So how many ponytails a woman had became a factor. So if she had a ponytail come out of each side of her head, that was an indication of some craziness, especially for an adult woman. You know, then you gotta think, there's maybe something going on there. If she had more than two ponytails, dead giveaway. Yeah, you got three ponytails? Yeah, you're talking about a nut job there. Crazy, crazy. Especially if one of those ponytails was on top. So if she had two on the sides and one on top, you were talking about complete crazy. There was no doubt about it. You had to be very cautious around these women because they have no limits when it comes to crazy. Then you started getting into braids. So any woman who's taking time as an adult to braid her hair probably has some issues. You gotta be cautious of that. And then there was like this Caribbean braided thing. Like women would go down to the Caribbean and they'll get all their hair braided. So now they'd come back and they looked like they had some kind of Rastafarian thing going on, you know? Well, these women were really crazy if they maintained those braids after the vacation. So it's okay, you come back from vacation, you're a little crazy, you go a little off the deep end, but then you keep it around, these braids, for years and years. It becomes your new look. That's a strong, crazy indicator. I have some firsthand experience with that one. You gotta be very cautious of those women. However, here is where things kind of broke down, is you got into the Princess Leia thing. You know, that came out in the 80s and 90s, and she's got these buns on her head. Like, where does that fit into the crazy matrix? I mean, is she just a Star Wars geek? Is that what it is? Does that count? Are those ponytails? What do you do with that? What about a single bun? Is that crazy? It's sort of toward the top of her head. It's sort of like on the crown of her head. How do you account for that? So you can see how the theory started to lose its oomph over time. Fortunately, in the 2000s, I think it appeared on YouTube back in like 2006 or 2007, we got our first glimpse at the hot, crazy matrix. And it started to provide some sunlight to this very complex theory. And I believe that a lot of us have misinterpreted it. I personally needed to do some study on hot crazy matrix theory in order to really understand exactly how this applies. All right. So my first concerns with a hot crazy matrix came back in 2007 when this astronaut named Lisa Novak gained notoriety for driving across the country from Houston to Orlando wearing a diaper with the intention of killing her married boyfriend's new girlfriend. All right, first of all, she's an astronaut, so you know she's kind of bookish, you know? But relatively speaking, she was kind of cute. I mean, she really was. She was pretty high up on the hot crazy matrix, but not all the way. Like, she was not like a 9 or a 10, you know? So she was not zapping out at 9 or 10, but her behavior was definitely at the top, you know? Wearing a diaper, driving across country. She's been fooling around with a married man for a few years who's now got a new girlfriend who's not even as hot as she is. And she has this crazy plot in her head that she's gonna drive from Houston all the way to Orlando, where she knows this woman is arriving on a flight at like midnight. And she's gonna be there, and she's dressed in a trench coat and a hat. at midnight in Orlando. She's thinking she's going undercover, you know? She stands out like a sore thumb. And she stands like behind, this woman gets off her flight. I can't remember her name. This woman gets off her flight. And Lisa is following her around, like really close, like 5 or 6 feet behind her, like not letting her out of her sight at all. You know, and this woman's like, there's something strange about this lady who's following me around. And Lisa's wearing like a wig and a hat and sunglasses. It's midnight and trench coat. I mean, she looks like someone who's trying to kill somebody. You know what I mean? Now, this is an astronaut. She had to go to like the best schools. She had to get the best grades all through high school, all through college, math, science, technology. I mean, she was like the best of the best of the best, you know? Like, she had to really, really, really bust her ass to get there. And she comes up with this scheme, you know? That just tells you how deeply embedded the crazy is in some women. I mean, it is just so deeply embedded that this woman could achieve so much in her life. I mean, really, the fraction of 1%. I mean, she is at the top of her game. And a little bit of jealousy and a little bit of revenge thoughts, and she comes up with this plot that would be appropriate for like an old Peter Sellers movie. You know what I mean? Like just a complete farce comedy. If it wasn't so serious and she didn't have a gun and like pepper spray and a butcher knife and she had it all planned out, she was gonna kill this woman and then I guess drive back to Houston in her diaper. Anyway, high on the crazy matrix, but not so high on the hot matrix. So I was like, I don't get it. I mean, she's relatively hot. So I thought, well, maybe the matrix is something that's like a floating scale. You know what I mean? But that's not the way it was presented. So it was confusing to me. And I was like, I just don't understand this. More recently, you guys have probably heard of DoorDash Girl. Her name is Lisa Henderson. And this is recent. Now, Lisa is in no way hot at all. She is not hot in any way, shape, or form. There's no relative hotness to her whatsoever. She is completely homely. At best, on the best day of the week, she is a 4 or a 5. She's a little chubby. She's got a big round face. She is an extreme feminist. I mean, she is just everything you don't want in a girlfriend. So she's working for DoorDash, probably trying to make some extra money, trying to get through school, whatever. And she's delivering food to this old man at like 1 o'clock in the morning. And she comes up to his house, gets out on his front porch, and she sees that the door is ajar. It's not all the way closed. And she could have just left the food on the porch and walked away. That's what she gets paid to do. But for whatever reason, she decided that she was gonna push that door open. And she did. She just pushed it open just to see what was inside. And inside was an older single guy laying on his couch, naked from the waist down, passed out, drunk. Now, she had filmed this whole encounter. She did it all on video, and she posted it to Instagram. Yeah, exactly. What's even crazier about this is that she framed this whole occurrence as if she was the victim of this incident, and she called it SA. You know, like a sort of an assault, but you know, with the S in it. You know, I don't want to get banned here. So, with that in mind, She posted on Instagram and she told a whole story and framed it about how this is just another example of how the patriarchy is dominating women and keeping them in place, and how she's a victim of it, and how she should be taking some legal action against this man. Well, it wasn't long before she was arrested and charged with two felonies. So my problem here with Lisa, or what was her name again? I can't remember. Anyway, is she's not hot, but she is over the top crazy. Like she is delusional in her belief. I mean, she is just really, really, really crazy. So again, I was confused. It's like, where is the hot crazy matrix in this situation? So I had to go back to the original. I had to go back to the oracle of the hot crazy matrix, to the original video, and watch it again. And then it all became very clear to me. I had made some huge mistakes in understanding, in my interpretation of the hot crazy matrix, and I need to clear that up right now. So for those of you guys who don't know what I'm talking about with the hot crazy matrix, let me just draw it out for you so you get an idea. So on the vertical axis, you've got crazy. Crazy goes from 4 to 10 because no woman scores below a 4 on the crazy scale. And then on the horizontal, you've got the traditional hotness from 1 to 10. So we all know that one pretty easy. And then you take a diagonal line from the intersection of the two axes and you draw it at a 45 degree angle straight across the middle. This is called your crazy line. This is where the boundary is, if you will, between acceptable and unacceptable. Now, the way the hot crazy matrix works is you draw a line straight vertically at the number, I think it was like 7 or 8, and everything to the left of that line is not dateable. You know, you just don't date any of that. And anything above the crazy line is not dateable either. So that diagonal line, anything above that, above, is just not dateable. So that leaves you with the bottom right-hand quadrant that you're dealing with. And you break this up into different sections. There are some women there that are dateable, and there are some women that are marryable. But the percentage is very, very, very small. It's a very small percentage of women that fall into these categories. So the likelihood that you're going to come across one that is below the crazy line and above, you know, the dateable line in terms of attractiveness is relatively slim. Where I made my mistake in interpreting this graph was I failed to realize that the crazy scale is not directly related to the hot scale. Now, the vertical or the diagonal line going across kind of creates a boundary between super crazy and not quite as crazy for the sake of dating, but there is no limit to crazy at any level of hotness. I mean, you can be flat dog ugly and still score a 10 on the crazy matrix. You can still be a 10. Yes, they can be a 10, 10 for crazy. But you can't escape some level of craziness as a woman. Like, for example, if you go across the bottom of the scale on the craziness, like at a 4, and you try to find hot, like a 10, like that doesn't exist. I think the creator of the hot crazy matrix declared that as a unicorn and someone that we needed to study for science. We needed to capture her and see if she can be replicated because they've never been seen in the wild. And anyone who scores below a 4 on the crazy matrix and is all the way out there at the 10, chances are you're dealing with a very good-looking transvestite at that point. Probably a dude. Probably a guy that you need to be very, very cautious with, because you're probably not dealing with a real woman in that scenario. So now that we understand that, I can see where I've made my mistakes. I was under the misconception that as hotness went up, craziness also went up. But that is not always the case. Now, it's generally true. It is generally true. And like I said, there is that diagonal line that goes right up the middle that helps us understand that with additional hotness, there is a greater risk of additional craziness. But no, that's not even true either. That's just the line that tells you what's acceptable for dating. That's just an acceptability line. That's not an actual line that affects the craziness directly. So you can get someone who is relatively hot and relatively not as crazy. It's just not as likely. It's just a very small percentage of the population. So crazy has no limits. You can be as pretty or as ugly and still score a max on the crazy. The hotness And the craziness, for datability purposes, is what that diagonal line is all about. Anyway, I thought I would just share that with you guys because I have come across a bunch of relatively attractive women here recently, and some in the news, which were very, very interesting, that really kind of made me question whether or not I was on the right track with my interpretation of the hot, crazy matrix. So I hope this has been helpful to you. I hope that you can review this content from time to time and remind yourself that there is no limit to crazy when it comes to women. The crazy can strike at any level. And when you compare this back to my ponytail theory of hotness and craziness, well, you can see where the weaknesses are. You know, the ponytail theory just didn't go deeply enough into how crazy a person could be. It assumed that the fountain ponytail was a dead giveaway for crazy. However, it didn't take into account that there could be some stealth crazy out there. So you could just have a normal ponytail and still be scoring all the way at the max on the crazy scale. And I think that's where my, you know, our old school scale just sort of fell apart. But the other things did kind of hold true, like multiple ponytails, the braids, you know, the whole Caribbean look, like all that stuff definitely still accounts for crazy. Just in case you're wondering, if you see a woman that has her hair all braided, like she just got back from the Caribbean 2 years after she got back, chances are that scores high on the crazy scale too. The fountain does score on the crazy. The problem is the regular ponytail doesn't exclude crazy. That's where the failure is. Anyway, I hope you guys have enjoyed this video. If you have, please like and subscribe. If you know someone who may need this information to help him in a very difficult situation with a woman, please share it with them. I think that this is critical that we share this with all men. It's a dangerous world out there. Like I said earlier, with the advent of the internet and social media, crazy has been amplified. It has been turned up a lot. I think that scale from 4 to 10 needs to probably be adjusted to account for the internet. Maybe we need to start at 5 or even 6 instead of 4, because I have rarely come across a woman that scores below a 5 or a 6. So in the event that you come across someone that is really, really hot and really, really not crazy, please send me a comment. I would like to know who she is. I would like to get a photo and some evidence to back that up, because I have yet to find anyone who meets that criteria. All right, you guys, that's all I got for you today. I hope you've enjoyed the video. If you have, please like and subscribe. Till next time, stay healthy, and if you can, stay single.